Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you will hear more of my interviews from FFA State Convention. I will be visiting with two outstanding FFA members, one from the Marshall FFA chapter and the other from the Santa Fe chapter. We are at State Convention here in Columbia, and the Marshall chapter, as always, has made a great showing. Visiting right now with Tyler Driscoll of the Marshall chapter. Tyler, you've been busy. You just went across stage a little while ago, got your picture taken. What was that for?
That was for the State Star Farmer Award.
As far as for the Star Farmer, what do you have as an SAE?
My SAE is beef production and diversified crop production, where I have 110 acres of soybeans and 120 acres of corn, and I have 64 head of feeder steers.
Yesterday you got an award as well. What was that all about?
And the award that I got yesterday was the Diversified Agriculture Production.
It's not over yet. Tonight you get to walk across stage to get that coveted State Farmer degree, right?
Get to go get that today.
How about your plans for the future once you get out of Marshall High School? I'm sure you're going to stay involved in agriculture.
Yeah, I plan on going to the Northwest Missouri University and major in agriculture science and minor in precision agriculture.
I know you've had a great career at Marshall High School. If you had somebody younger that was considering FFA, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would recommend them to the FFA because it's a great program. It gets you involved, and it's just a lot of fun.
And congratulations on a great career, and we'll still be seeing you still and do some more interviews, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Visiting now with Emily Limbeck with the Santa Fe FFA chapter, and we're here at State Convention. I know it's always a good time for you guys. How are things going for you here this year?
Going very well. I'm getting my state degree.
Takes a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of hours putting in.
You competed. Talk about that.
Yes, I competed in the farm management contest, and that was a very difficult contest.
What all does that involve for farm management? What do you have to do?
There's a lot of math. There's a problem-solving section and a multiple-choice section.
How'd you do pretty well in that?
Unfortunately, I did not do very well, but...
Hey, you got in there, though. You made it to state. That's great. Anything else that you've done at State Convention in the past?
Last year, I received a proficiency award for my SAE, which is swine production placement, and I think that's about it.
This is your senior year. Are you going to try to get that American degree then someday?
Yes, I would love to get my American degree.
What are your future plans, Emily?
I plan to attend Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville, and I plan to get my degree in animal science.
So you're going to stay involved with agriculture, right?
Yes, definitely.
If you had anybody younger that wanted to be an FFA, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would recommend FFA because there are so many opportunities throughout FFA that I think everyone should have a chance to be a part of.
Very good. Well, congratulations on the state degree, and we wish you the best as you head to Northwest.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. More FFA interviews still to come this week with today's Ag Report on KMMO. I'm Larry Smith.